one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. What a beautiful Monday here in Rochester. We hope everybody's enjoying their holiday. If they're in Canada, it's Victoria Day up there. We'll hear from Dick Howard and get all the holiday news from him in just a little while. And, of course, I'll be listening around the New York State and all over the United States. Hope everybody's having a great Monday. Both the Rhinos and the Western New York Flash have home matches this week. We'll get you ready tonight. Starting in a moment with the newest member of the Flash, Ashley Nick, will join us. Then the Flash will take on the Washington Spirit on Saturday night at Salem Stadium at 7 o'clock. At 7 p.m. tonight, the head coach of the undefeated and first place Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly, will be with us. He'll preview the second round U.S. Open Cup tie on Wednesday between the Rhinos and Greater Binghamton FC. And Saturday, the Rhinos will be on the road at Toronto FC 2 at BMO Field. We'll talk about that. And speaking of Toronto, again, Dick Howard will be on. We'll talk about the UEFA Champions League final, which my friend Joe Sirianni is very happy about, proudly wearing his Juventus shirt tonight. And we'll also talk a bit about some things going on in Argentina. We have a very special guest on the air tonight from Argentina. He will be with us during the international segment. And Michael Lewis will also be on. We'll talk about yesterday's U.S. women's win over Mexico. 2-2 for Rochester's Abby Wambach and Sydney LaRue of the Western New York Flash. So a lot to talk about this evening. And let's bring in Joe Sirianni, our host. And Joe, you're smiling. You're still smiling after that results for Juve over Real Madrid.
Andrew, I tell you, it's long coming that an Italian team is in the final for the Champions League, and certainly it's going to be a great show and of character, a great show of skills, and we hope that the Catenaccio will work, because I think that defense can win games, but I'm pretty sure that. You know, Juventus is going to go to try to score a couple goals and then go into Catenaccio. So to rephrase what you said, I'm very elated. I'm proud to be a Juventus fan. But at the moment, you know, it isn't Juventus, or it isn't Roma. It isn't, it's an Italian team that is in the finals of the Champions League, which it should make all Italian people proud and a fan of Juventus. But I'm also pleased that we have a gentleman here that is going to bring a little bit of the past, you know, remembrance of the past. Zico Palmieri, and his father was a great player for the Rochester Lancers in the past, and a great friend. We have shared many dinners together and many conversations, and we are very proud to have him here today to be part of our show. So we'll talk to him soon after the next couple of segment.
That's right. And of course, the final is June 6th and in the stadium in Berlin. And we'll have that. We'll talk about that in just a bit. And of course, the Women's World Cup starts the same day. Boy, what a day of soccer. That's going to be on June the 6th. But let's now talk about the Western New York Flash. Speaking of women's soccer, one of the newest members of the Flash just joined the team last week, as a matter of fact, in a trade with the Houston Dash coming to Rochester, is Ashley Nick. And Ashley joins us now. She heard her appearance brought to you by the Flash. The Flash are in action this Saturday at Salem Stadium against the Washington Spirit. Former Flash members Angela Salem and Kat Reynolds will be with the team. That's a 7 p.m. kickoff, 454 kick. Or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. And Ashley, welcome to the program and welcome to Rochester and upstate New York.
Hi, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Ashley, tell us about the circumstances with this trade and how it all came about and how you're adjusting to being here in the upstate New York area as opposed down to Houston, a much different environment than down in Texas.
Yeah, well, I'm really happy with the trade. I think I knew Aaron from before and also Charlie Nemo. I played for him on the Padres a couple years ago, and then I actually signed with the Buffalo Flash when they were a semi-pro team before they had gone into the league, and it just didn't end up working out. So I think destiny kind of brought me back to where I was supposed to be, and I think it'll be a great move, and I'm just really happy to be here.
I think, actually, that certainly we are very proud that you're back in the color of the Flash, and certainly we welcome back to where you belong, just like you said, where destiny plays a part in all our life. And certainly, I believe that you're going to make a great contribution to the team. And I'm sure that, just like you say, you're very proud to be a Flash player.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. And I think I'm a little bit older in consideration to the average age of the team. And I think I can just bring energy and be aggressive and also just show some leadership and some experience to help the Flash out.
Speaking of experience, you have some experience playing over in Europe, playing for FC Twente, one of the legendary teams over in the Netherlands, also spent some time in Norway. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, it was awesome. When people ask me about it, I always say I got to live the culture of the game, and I think as great as the game is starting to build in America, it's still like a pastime. Where living overseas and getting to play and watch it and go to games and stuff, like I got to live the game, which was just wonderful, and it helped me grow as a player. But yeah, I played in Norway, I played in Holland, I played in Russia, and I just was playing in Cyprus right off of Greece for Champions League in the off season. So I'm really thankful that the game is not only so fun for me to play and I enjoy it, but also giving me the opportunity to explore and live in different cultures and just broaden my game, because each country has shown me something else about the game.
Actually, just a question maybe that you may not want to answer, but I am, you know, comparing your experience in Europe and comparing, you know, because you have to earn a living. Earning a living in soccer in Europe and earning a living in the United States, how would you compare it?
I think, like, each country has a different setup. Russia obviously pays you quite a bit of money because they are asking you to come to Russia. But I was only there for 3 months, so that was a good amount of time for that, but I enjoyed it. I think that it does give you enough money to live, and I even have been able to save quite a bit and stuff. So I think for me, I feel like my fake account might not show the numbers that you would want to as a professional athlete, but I feel like I'm really rich in lots of other areas and as friends all over the world. I've acquired so many great skills and knowledge from living all over the place. And so at the end of the day, I feel rich in that I can be a role model for little girls and my teammates is how I think
one of the accolades of being a professional player and being part of a team, it give you so many opportunities to travel, so many opportunities to see different countries and different culture, and just the way you said it, you know, you learn so much and you experience so much. So I'm sure mm-hmm. that all the experience that you had will be a plus for the Western New York Flash, and certainly we look forward to see you on the field.
Yes, I can't wait to put the jersey on and represent. I think it'll be a good showing, and everyone should come out and see a home victory.
Well, Ashley, you got your first chance to wear the Flash colors on Thursday against Kansas City. And for those of you who don't think women's soccer or soccer in general is a physical game, you didn't watch that match on Thursday. It was very physical and very tough match. It was ended up in a 0-0 tie, but it certainly wasn't a boring 0-0 tie. There was a lot of
no.
action. And, lot of action and a lot of yellow cards. And tell us about the match from your perspective, Ashley.
Yeah, well, I literally flew in from Houston and met the team in Kansas City. And really the warm-up before the game was my first training with the team. And everyone was really welcoming, and I liked the intensity. And even though it's a younger team, like, they are on the right track and that they know they're pulling what true professionals have, and, like, the will to win, the heart, the desire. Like, they fought till the very end. And I really enjoyed watching the team play and getting to almost be, like, scout team to see, like, okay, watch all the players so I can, like, just have a good transition into the team. But, yeah, it was a good game, and I thought that the Flash showed a lot of heart and fight, and it was unlucky that we did have a few chances and they just didn't go in. But I think it was a good – we took some points on the road, which is always good.
Especially against the defending champions. It's a difficult task to play against a quality team and a quality keeper like Nicole Barnhart, who's been – and again, I said to my colleagues that I don't know how she's not on the World Cup team. She's one of the best keepers in the world, but it's not my decision to make.
Right, yeah, she's a great player.
If we could pick a team, Andrew, I don't know that we will, you know, that we will lose, because you and I, picked winners, and the Flash certainly it's our team, and the team that are the future. They got a lot of young players. You know, maybe not as much experience, but the coach is doing the right move now to bring a little bit more experience, and they're going to be great.
And Ashley, this Saturday, you guys have the Washington Spirit. And the thing with the league right now, and the Spirit included, it's a tight, tight league. From top to bottom, there's no team that's broken out of the pack. And, you know, Portland had a loss to Boston, who the Flash beat earlier this year. So, you know, anything can happen. And I know that every match, it seems like, is a critical match in the league this year.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, like, from playing overseas and playing in the U.S. league is, overseas, usually you have some teams that, like, kind of, you might be from 10-0 towards the bottom, but the ones at the top are always close. But this league, every game is like a cup final, you know, because every game you have to bring it, because it doesn't mean that just because someone doesn't have as much points and they're lower on the standings means that it's just going to be a walkthrough. So, if we can get 3 points this week and we move right back up the table. So, every game really does matter, and every point matters as well.
Washington's in second place right now, right behind, 1 point behind the Chicago Red Stars. So certainly a very important match for the Flash at home this Saturday. Tickets you can get by calling 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. Ashley, we thank you for being on the show. We look forward to seeing you in action on Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. See you all at the game.
And welcome to Western New York and Rochester.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's Ashley Nick from the Western New York Flash. Again, the Flash, 7 p.m. kickoff. You don't want to miss the match. It's Stryker's birthday, so bring the kids. All the mascots will be there. They'll have a celebration at halftime. It's always a lot of fun. 454-KICK or WNYFlash.com. It's supposed to be a beautiful, sunny evening in Rochester. You don't want to miss the match. Make sure to check it out. Support the Western New York Flash. Coming up next, we'll have Dick Howard and the International Report. We'll talk about what happened, maybe a little bit what happened today in England. I don't want to talk about it too much, but anyway.
I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah, I know.
I knew you were going to do that.
We'll also bring in our special guest, Ezequiel Palmieri, here from Argentina, the son of former Lancer great Harry Palmieri. We'll talk about what happened in Argentina over the past week, some sad scenes and a tragedy over there. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are back home Saturday night at Salem Stadium facing the Washington Spirit at 7 p.m. It's Stryker's birthday, so bring the kids and celebrate with your favorite sports mascots. Various activities will be around the concourse Saturday night for fans of all ages, including games, face painting, and inflatables. Get your Flash tickets, mini packs, and Flex 8 packs by calling 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this past season, both on the road and at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers were number one in indoor soccer attendance for the third straight year. Season tickets for the 2015-2016 Lancers are now on sale by calling 872-KICK or visiting ourlancers.com. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting indoor soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena this coming fall.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jilai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The undefeated Rochester Rhinos begin play in the 2015 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday night against Greater Binghamton FC. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Purchase your tickets for the Cup match and all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos then travel to Canada this Saturday to take on Toronto FC 2 at BMO Field at 8 p.m. If you can't drive up to see the match live, visit rhinosoccer.com for the link to watch the contest online. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this week by Dental Dr. David Olivo of Gates. 328-3382 is the number to call to make an appointment or a consultation, or you can visit his interactive website at davidolivodmd.com. Joe and I both use Dr. Olivo as our dentist. I've been going there since I was 2 years old to that practice when it was originally Dr. Robert Barnes. So we highly recommend Dr. Olivo. If you have any dental needs, he's the guy to go see. Again, it's 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. And Joe, why don't you introduce our special guest here?
Well, you know, sometime in life you get to sever, you know, acquaintances that they come back from the past. And this gentleman that we have with us tonight is a guy that much resembles his father. And he has been in communication in trying to be, you know, to relive the past. And Ezequiel Palmieri, it's the son of the Palmieri that played for the Harry Palmieri, that played with the Rochester Lancers. And there are so many memories and so many good things that he and I are going to talk about after the show. And welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Thank you for having me in. It's a pleasure for me.
And thanks to Pancho Escos, the Lancers Hall of Famer, who helped to arrange this meeting. And also bring in Dick Howard. Dick, first of all, like I said, wish you a happy Victoria Day. I know it's a holiday up in Canada. Hope you're having a good holiday.
Yeah, it's been a great day. Weather-wise, it's been fantastic. And the fireworks start in just close to 10 o'clock. I don't know if you've seen them in Rochester, but there's quite the fireworks display that takes place tonight.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, by the way, before we continue, we do want to also say we want to wish a very happy birthday to the captain of the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, teammate of Dick Howard, great friend of our show, and a tremendous gentleman, Charlie Mitchell, to celebrating a birthday today.
He's only in the 60s. I thought he was 50, but you know, now they say that he's in the 60s.
So you know what Scott's going to like, Joe?
I know. I can't believe it.
You know, soccer players, they always lie about their age.
I don't know how old Frank Godoy is.
I don't think he
we've never been able to find out.
Frank's still a youngster in everybody's eyes. Yeah.
But anyway, Dick, you know, the guy that sits across from me, he doesn't want to talk about English soccer today. He says we're going to avoid doing that. And he gave him the liberty to talk about Juventus. And, you know, last week when we talked about the chance of Juventus being in Real Madrid, you know, I was kind of hesitant. And you said, hey, you know, miracles do happen. And I think the Juventus played a heck of a great game. And now we're going to the final.
Tremendous. Tremendous. I'm delighted. And we've said about this before, but I'm delighted because I'd love to see Gianluigi Buffon get, you know, a Champions League winner's medal, because he's come close before when they lost to Milan on penalty kicks 2000. But he's been such a great example of a true professional to the game, and it will be great for him to get that honour. And the triple Joe, I know Barca the same way. They're in the... They won the league, they're into the cup final, and they've got the Champions League final. So both teams going for a triple. But it really would be quite the event if that was to happen for the Bianconeri. And who knows, in a one-off, it can happen, Joe.
Well, you know, they're playing on a neutral field. They, you know, certainly there's fans from all over the world that's going to go there. But there's going to be, you know, you're going to have the... You know, the fear that Bernabeu, you don't have, you know, all the people that are screaming over there. You have a few, but the Italian people going over there, we are closer to there. So I'm sure that...
Yeah, it's a magnificent stadium in Berlin that they'll be playing the final in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Well, we also want to mention, of course, that we'll talk about what happened in Argentina in just a bit, but we want to mention, of course, that Barcelona won the La Liga over the weekend by winning against the former champions Atletico in Madrid.
Great result in the Calderon, I tell you. That was not easy, but they showed their defensive qualities, and that man Messi, again, making the difference.
Well, I want to ask Ezequiel. Now, we talk about Lionel Messi all the time here on our show. What is it like in Argentina? Is he idolized as much as Maradona was, or more, or is it a different type of situation with Messi?
Well, actually, in Argentina, he's even more like hailed than Maradona was, because apart from being a great soccer player, he's a great human being. So he knew how to combine all those
qualities.
Yes.
Absolutely. And
he's very humble.
He is very humble. And you see him, except for his suits he wears sometimes. He can wear some very... Because you're an artist, so you probably appreciate the award when he goes to the award ceremonies where he wins. If he wins the Champions League, he's going to win probably the FIFA Player of the Year again.
Yes, exactly.
No, he's not going to win the Champions League.
Well, I said yeah.
No. Now, today... You're a Juventus fan, not a Chelsea fan.
I'm trying to be objective here, you know, as I always am. I'm always objective, even when I talk about Chelsea.
And we won't talk about Chelsea today, Andrew.
No, no, he's not, he don't want to talk about
Let's put it this way. They're the champions. They played some players that don't normally play, and I think that was a little bit harsh to send off Fabregas for something I don't think was intentional, especially now that he won't be able to play in the final match in front of the home fans. And he was probably the reason, I think, that Chelsea won the championship, the key reason, because of without him controlling the midfield, they're not the same team. And he was just magnificent this year. Probably the best acquisition, I think, that Mourinho and our friend the Russian owner decided to make over the offseason.
There you go again. And you see, a good, you give him an inch, it takes a mile.
he talks about
in one player that, and that is true with the Juventus as well. I concur.
And should John Cherry have been sent off, Andrew, in today's game against West Bromwich Albion?
He could have been, yeah. That was he actually probably deserved it more than Fabregas did.
But, yeah, I think so.
Give all credit to West Brom. They played a very entertaining match, and they won. And they're going to be touring America, too, along with Chelsea and many of the English teams. Actually, matter of fact, Manchester City is going to be in Toronto next week to take on the Reds.
27th,
Should be quite a match. I'm sure that all the fans will be coming out to see the former champions of England against Toronto FC. But, Dick, we want to talk about what happened in Argentina because it was really a tragedy. It made headlines all over the world, not just in the sports page, but in mm-hmm. regular news. Of Emmanuel Ortega is 21 years old, played for a fourth division team, San Martin de Borzaco. He was playing against a team, Juventud Unida. And in the stadium where they were playing, there was a pole holding up a fence outside the boundary line, and he was pushing it back unintentionally by one of the opposition. He lost his balance, and he hit his head on the pole and died. And it was a terrible tragedy. All the matches in Argentina were canceled over the weekend because of what happened, out of respect for him and his family. So, I mean, Dick, I'm working.
No, it's when you read of events like this, you really have to look at safety measures in stadia, and certainly, you can't have concrete barriers close to the playing area, or if they are, that there needs to be some padding or efforts to make it a lot safer, and not knowing all the dynamics, but it's certainly a tragedy that could have been prevented by the sound of things. We hear of injuries that result in, trauma in the game of soccer. But when you read about something like this, you look at safety should be paramount in stadia wherever teams are playing.
Ezekiel, what did you hear from your father? What's going on in Argentina regarding this?
Regarding this is that people show how brutal they can get. Like, all the Argentine people went out to the street and they started destroying the city, graffitiing, killing. It's like, this is because we see it on TV or on the news. But there have been other, like, dead people, Boca Juniors or other teams, because of this. People get so violent. And they lost their minds. But they are not on TV or on the radio. But after this happened, many other teenagers or young people died.
One of the things that I believe that Dick mentioned is the safety on the field. But there's also another factor, is that the game has become very physical. And not the way it used to be, it wasn't so physical that I remember in the past. Certainly, there was tackle. Certainly, there was sliding tackle that Charlie Mitchell was, an artist for it. But the game was not violent as it is right now. Am I correct, Dick?
Yeah, there's certainly an element within the game. And one of the things that was mentioned in the press conference following the game was, Jorge Mourinho, you're talking about referees protecting the star players and from what he called, the physical players on opposing teams. And I think it's true that the fans come to see the top players, and when you see some of the tackles that take place involving the star players who could be out for a year or longer with serious injuries, you've got to look at that. But certainly it's a lot quicker. The pace of the game and, as I say, the physicality of the game certainly is there in key games.
Well, I remember this gentleman, Ezekiel's father, he was a pretty well physical player. I mean, he took no prisoners, as well as the Descos. So the reality of the thing, but they never, you know, they never really were violent to the point that they were.
No, you've got to respect your opponents, Joe, haven't you? That's the key thing. You know, you've got the laws of the game to abide by, and certainly. You see some tackles and some challenges for the ball that really way outside the laws of the game, and this is where both coaches of the players of the team that commits those offences, as well as you know, just realising you've got to respect your opponents.
I certainly concur with you.
Well, Dick, I know that we were running out of time here, but I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend at the big doubleheader at BMO Field.
Yeah, I hope to see you. And I know you've got Coach Lilly coming up next. Wish Bob all the best. It's certainly in the game. It'll be a good one at BMO Field, and it'd be great to see a Rochester team back in Toronto again.
It's been a long time since the Rhinos and the Lynx played a number of
That's
years
right.
back. But, again, the game's at 8 o'clock. It's the second of a doubleheader. First game is Toronto FC against the Portland Timbers, which will be a very exciting match. So, Dick, look forward to seeing you on Saturday, hopefully, in the BMO Field press box.
Always a pleasure, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
and
Dick.
And viva Juvet.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. And as Dick mentioned, up next we'll be joined by the head coach of the first place and undefeated Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash are back home Saturday night at Salem Stadium facing the Washington Spirit at 7 p.m. It's Stryker's birthday, so bring the kids and celebrate with your favorite sports mascots. Various activities will be around the concourse Saturday night for fans of all ages, including games, face painting, and inflatables. Get your Flash tickets, mini packs, and Flex 8 packs by calling 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Levo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosia-coos, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The undefeated Rochester Rhinos begin play in the 2015 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday night against Greater Binghamton FC. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Purchase your tickets for the Cup match and all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos then travel to Canada this Saturday to take on Toronto FC 2 at BMO Field at 8 p.m. If you can't drive up to see the match live, visit rhinosoccer.com for the link to watch the contest online. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard, Sirianni. We'll hear more from Ezekiel Palmieri in our final segment with Michael Lewis. We'll talk a little bit more about the Rochester Lancers of 1978 when Harry Palmieri played for the Lancers. Right now we're joined by the head coach of the first place Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. And Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos are in action at home this Wednesday in the second round U.S. Open Cup tie against Greater Binghamton FC, kicking off at 7 o'clock. 454-KICK is the number to call to get your tickets or go to rhinosoccer.com. And Bob, thanks for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Hey, congratulations, Bob, and it's good to be in first place, isn't it? It's been a long time, and so from the deepest part of my heart, congratulations to you.
Well, yeah, we're in good position. A little disappointing to have 3 points and give up the late goal, but I thought we played well in Wilmington. So we have a busy schedule the next couple of weeks. Hopefully 4 games if we win the Open Cup on Wednesday, then we play next Wednesday, and then obviously in Toronto this Saturday and back against Montreal at home. So it's busy now. We're going to test our depth of our team.
Certainly is the case. And I watched the match on Saturday, Bob, and certainly it wasn't the prettiest of matches from either side. There was a number of injuries that took place on the Wilmington side. It changed the course of the match. But, I mean, Duba, again, the late goal heroics, scoring that goal in the 88th minute. But, again, unfortunately, it wasn't actually off a corner, but it was a clearance, and then the ball was whipped back in by the defender, and it was a nice header to get the equalizer. And, of course, I was disappointed. I'm sure you were as well. But let me ask you this. What have you liked so far from the team from your perspective, and what still needs to some work from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of things, and we have a lot of work to do. I mean, case in point, the game the other night. You know, we didn't score till late, but we had balls cleared off the line. We missed a couple of chances in on the keeper. To me, we were dangerous, and it's a tough field to play on. It's a real narrow field there. It's full length, but it's only about 63 yards wide. So when you go to Wilmington, it's always a difficult place to play. But I thought the first half we controlled the game and were real dangerous on set pieces. Julian Ringhoff won everything in the air, our center back. And, we saved Forbes and we had Steven off the bench and they came on. Forbes actually set up a couple other chances that we just didn't convert, and he had the assist on the goal. So, you know, we are finding ways to create chances. I know we're one of the highest teams in the league in terms of shots taken. I think we had 12 corners the other night against Wilmington. So, you know, we are looking to go forward and attack, and, you know, we've wasted more chances than I care to remember. Hopefully we can improve on our finishing, because we would certainly scored a lot more goals. I think we can pass the ball, you know, even though it's a tight field. I thought in the first half at times we kept it and controlled the game. The second half was a little more open. You know, the game got stretched and it was hectic, and I think both teams were chasing that first goal to try to win it, but think if we had kept the ball in the second half a little better, we would have created even some more chances, because I think they were vulnerable. There was a lot of space in the second half that we could have taken advantage. And just consistency game in and game out for the full 90 minutes. We've, you know, the last two games, Toronto and Wilmington, I think our mentality was right. I think we started both games well, which hasn't always been the case. I just think that quality in the final third, if it's better, those matches aren't going down to the wire, you know. So hopefully we can continue to improve quality wise. But you know, I'm real happy with 6 wins and 3 draws after 9 games to start the season.
Hey, Coach, just one quick question. You know, from your defense is pretty solid. The midfield is working very well. If you had to improve anything or anybody, where would you have to improve in the forward, the midfield, or defense?
That's a tough question. I mean, I think it's tough, you know, to create as many chances as we are. Finishing is a team thing. Our midfielders have missed some chances as well. I think we have to get better defensively. I mean, I know we're leading the league defensively, but for me, we're getting caught in some situations and giving some chances that we shouldn't. So, I mean, it's so early. I think we can improve in all areas. The midfielders keeping the tempo and the rhythm of the game. I'd like to see them hold on to the ball at times. And the forwards, you know, they got to finish chances. So I think it's too early to – we're pretty balanced and we're pretty strong. I mean, we've played 7 games on the road and haven't lost yet. So I don't want to be overcritical. That tends to be my nature. But, you know, I think it's just – getting better in all of those areas and continuing to grow as a group, and I think we're capable of that. I don't think we've seen our best soccer yet at this point.
Coming up Wednesday, Bob, you've got Greater Binghamton FC, a team from the NPSL, fourth division of soccer in this country, coming in to play the Rhinos. And in the past, the Rhinos have struggled against the lower division teams and before putting them away eventually, sometimes going in extra time. But what are you expecting to see from Binghamton? And do we need to get off to a good start, do you think, in the game Wednesday?
Yeah, you always hope to, but inevitably most of the games in the rounds, whether it's when we play a lower division team or when we play against MLS teams, most of the time it's a competitive match. It just seems tough matches seem to be that way. I know sometimes it's because, you know, we may give some guys some opportunities. I mean, we have to balance the cup with our league. So I don't expect to play. Our best 11 won't be there, but we'll have, you know, a number of guys that have played significant minutes and started, and we'll mix in some other players. But we've already addressed the team that, you know, they've got some pro players in their roster, some guys that have played in our league before or have played in the indoor leagues that are quality players. So, you know, they won their division last year. They have some experienced guys, and they'll be hungry. They'll want to prove that they can play with our level. And some of them may feel like they belong in our league. So, you know, I think we've got to be prepared to play. I do have confidence that the group we're putting out is capable of winning the game. I'm just trying to prepare the guys that it's not going to be easy, be ready, and, you know, we'll certainly have some bullets to fire off the bench if we get in the second half in a tight match. We'll have some guys ready to go, hopefully, that can impact the game and provide a game winner if we need it.
The Rhinos will have if they win on Wednesday, then they will play on the road in the next round against either Harrisburg or Reading, team the Rhinos beat last year in the U.S. Open Cup. So that'll be coming up on Wednesday, the 27th of May, if the Rhinos get past Binghamton FC on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at Salem Stadium. Joe, real quick.
So we've got to say when the Rhinos. Now, if.
Again, I need to be.
Joe. Tell him, Joe. Yeah. Tell him.
I need to be unbiased.
No,
I'm not showing any kind of. I'm just being totally unbiased, just like I do when I talk about Chelsea.
I believe that, you know, the coach has the knowledge to prepare them mentally, and certainly, you know, it's going to be. And they're not going to take this team from Bigman to lightly. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. And Coach, one last thing before we go. This Saturday, the Rhinos go up to play at BMO Field, and it should be a big crowd. It's the second game of a doubleheader. I'm not sure how the tickets are working for this game. Unfortunately, there's a holiday in Canada today, so I couldn't find out. But I'll get the information out on our website, soccerskickinthegrass.com, or through our Facebook page. But I know it's always a thrill to play in a big stadium and a big field, and it should be a big crowd, so it should be an exciting match on Saturday. I'm looking forward to coming up and seeing it. It's always a thrill to play or see a match up at BMO Field.
It is a great opportunity for our guys, and yeah, that's you know, we're excited. Hopefully, as Joe said, we take care of business. You know, I welcome the fans out, you know, on Wednesday, because, you know, I think we're putting out a good product, and hopefully some people will come out. I know it's midweek, but, you know, we can entertain some people. Team's in good form right now, and you know, we're going to certainly try to put the game away, but usually they're exciting games, so hopefully not too much drama, but I appreciate you guys having me on, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks a lot, Bob. We'll see you Wednesday.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bob Lilly, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., it's the second round of the U.S. Open Cup, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, Rochester Rhinos against Greater Binghamton FC, 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll talk about the U.S. women's win over Mexico. We'll talk about MLS. We'll also reminisce about the Rochester Lancers of 1978, which featured the father of our guest tonight, Ezekiel Palmieri. Harry Palmieri played for the Lancers back in 1978. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The undefeated Rochester Rhinos begin play in the 2015 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday night against Greater Binghamton FC. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Purchase your tickets for the Cup match and all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos then travel to Canada this Saturday to take on Toronto FC 2 at BMO Field at 8 p.m. If you can't drive up to see the match live, visit rhinosoccer.com for the link to watch the contest online. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Companies have all kinds of ways to reward their customers. Points, card punches, free hotel nights. But isn't the best reward saving money from the start? Good thing Allstate makes it so easy. Just bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, or more with an Allstate agent, and you can save up to 30%. So get the protection you need and the reward of savings you deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, and Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The West and New York Flash are back home Saturday night at Salem Stadium facing the Washington Spirit at 7 p.m. It's Stryker's birthday, so bring the kids and celebrate with your favorite sports mascots. Various activities will be around the concourse Saturday night for fans of all ages, including games, face painting, and inflatables. Get your Flash tickets, mini packs, and Flex 8 packs by calling 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Get yourself ready for the Women's World Cup coming up in just a few short weeks up in Canada. Get your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. If everybody participating in summer sports, get your gear monogrammed, embroidered at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell Tony and Michelle they heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. They'll take care of you. They are top notch. And Michael, we're just here talking with our special guest, Ezekiel Palmieri, the son of Harry Palmieri from the 78 Lancers, and some great memories of that team, which you don't talk about that 78 team too much, but there were some very talented players on that team.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What I remember off the top of my head on that team was obviously Joe Horvath joining the team, one of the biggest names, the former Hungarian national team captain. Mike Stojanovic went down during the season, so they had to, went down with an injury. And when Stoli went down with an injury, yeah, he was really injured. And they really had to piece together, Popovich did, a workable lineup. And I know, I think it was Pat Erkely's first year, among others. You caught me a bit off guard here, but they were a competitive team, but I remember they did not make the playoffs. So,
actually, Mike, it's I remember vividly Harry Palmieri, from anyway. He was a top player, was a good defender. He was played the midfield, and he was, a guy that used to get mad at, if people wouldn't win, much like Escos, like Escos did. And he was just as hard on the field as Escos. I compared the two to be one and the same, because they played the same way and with the passion.
And that was Escos's last year with the Lancers. So we had two Argentinian midfielders at that time. And also another name from that team, Ray Svilar, who played in the World Cup for Yugoslavia after he played for the Lancers. So. Michael, we're just talking about with Ezekiel here, that tells Ezekiel that your father is actually a big name at Boca Juniors right now.
Yes, actually, when he finished playing soccer in 1981, he was, the government sent for him when democracy came back to Argentina after a whole almost century. So he was like the counselor, that's a word we use, the sports counselor for the government. In this president's term. So at the same time, he continued being involved politically at Boca Juniors because clubs there work a bit different than they do here in the U.S. So my father became one of the executives of the club, Boca Juniors, and at the same time, many of the executives there have like departments. So my father was and is the international soccer
yes.
president of the department. So he organizes all the Boca Juniors games abroad in every country, United States, Europe, Oceania, Africa.
Michael, it sounds like there's a story there for BigAppleSoccer.com.
Actually, I've visited their world-famous stadium way back in 2009 when the Red Bulls trained in Argentina, just outside of Buenos Aires, and it's an incredible place, but definitely an interesting story there. It's incredible how many former Lancers have gone on and been involved in soccer in so many different levels. And it's heartening to hear that someone, you know, has gone further than coaching and is in an influential role in one of the great clubs of the world.
It's great. And, of course, yourself, you've gone on to be one of the best soccer writers in the world, Michael, and just from humble beginnings here in Rochester.
Well, thank you for the kind words.
And by the way, happy birthday. It was also Michael Lewis's birthday over the weekend. So
Mike,
we're saying Charlie Mitchell has a birthday today.
Yeah, my compliments to you for all the work that you do, and certainly many, many more birthdays to come. And I hope that you had a great one. And we already extend our birthday wishes to Charlie Mitchell.
And, thank you. I'm sure wish Charlie happy birthday on Facebook. That's the way to do it these days, among other ways.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Michael, speaking of somebody who's going to make their mark in soccer for years to come, is Miss Abby Wambach, and she did it again. Two more goals, and Cindy LaRue had two goals, but everybody is talking all over the United States about the Elastico, is what I saw them call it, is Tobin Heath's assist on Abby Wambach's goal, fifth goal. It was incredible, and she is the talk of the soccer world today, and it's amazing. You know, you wouldn't think of, you know, somebody, you know, like Tobin, who's you know, very unassuming, and she has her moments, but that just was an amazing setup for Abby's goal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the thing about Tobin is that, yeah, you're right, she looks very unassuming, but I've watched her play, and she, when she's playing at the top of her game, and you talked about passion, she plays with a lot of passion. And I think that flows into whether it's the offensive end or the defensive end. I think she has a bite to her game, too, on the defensive side, too, beyond her beautiful feed yesterday. Before I forget, one thing that I'm happy about with Abby Wambach was not only did she score two goals, but she also set up a teammate as well, too. And that might be in part of her arsenal, too. You don't always have to shoot all the time, let the other, you know, team collapse on you and give the ball to a teammate and let them shoot away. Maybe they're going to wind up being unmarked. But the win yesterday, a good solid effort over Mexico, a reminder of how much the U.S. is that far ahead of its neighbors to the south.
Well, Mike, you know, speaking about the competition that they're going to have to face, Mexico is certainly a good team, but not a great team. The competition, the European competition, is certainly going to be the test for the United States, the Abby Wambach. But talking about Abby, you know, she's the decoy, you know, for the other players to excel, because she's going to track, you know, the defense, and she creates opening for the rest of the team. So I'm very confident that the United States is going to be using her in her capacity not only to score, but also to play the game and create opening.
I think all Abby Wambach wants is a world championship, and she doesn't care how she gets it, whether or not she scores 10 goals or no goals. That's Abby Wambach.
And, of course, that's going to be the last game for the U.S. will be against South Korea. And correct me if I'm wrong, that's at Red Bull Arena, correct?
That is correct. May 30th at 4:30, and I plan to be there.
We're looking forward to your report on that. And next week we have our Memorial Day show. We'll be taping that in advance, so we'll be talking to you this week. I'll get you all the details, but we have a good week, Michael. And just remember, the Cosmos and the Rhinos are the only two undefeated teams left in professional soccer in the U.S., so hopefully maybe we'll see them play each other in the U.S. Open Cup down the road.
I would love to see that. Ah, my dream.
Mine too.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
As always, a great time. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Mike. Have a good night.
It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Here, Michael and Dick Howard with the U.S. Soccer Report and International Soccer Report every week here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I want to thank our guests, Bob Lilly from the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Ercoli, Dan Giroux, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky, all the Rhino staff, Ashley Nick from the Western New York Flash, Jackie Maynard, Mike Cipolla, Aaron Lines, and all the Flash people. Rhinos in action Wednesday in the U.S. Open Cup at 7 o'clock against Greater Binghamton FC, and then in Toronto on Saturday against Toronto FC 2 at 8 o'clock at BMO Field, and the Flash reaction home on Saturday at 7 p.m. against the Washington Spirit. 454 kick to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, Bob Angelo at WYSL, and our special guest Ezekiel Palmieri, all the way from Argentina here to Rochester, New York. Thank you, Ezekiel, for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.
And be with us next week, Monday, for our Memorial Day show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buonanotte.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.